what can we expect from Music World Gospel?
You know, I met a young man about 2 years ago, Alvin Williams, and they had just closed the gospel division of Word, and I just really took a liking to this young man, a very humble, spiritual young man, and he convinced me that we should have a gospel division here at Music World. And so our first project, and the first project that we did was Michelle Williams, one of the members of Destiny's Child. And we were very blessed to have a number one record with Michelle. And by the way, Michelle will be going back in the studio in April for a second album to be released this year. But we just, this week, and we're really proud, we released a gospel compilation called Spirit Rising, Volumes 1, which is more of a traditional praise and worship, and Volume 2, which is more inspirational and really geared more for our young folks.
You know,
then we have Ramaya. These young ladies, I call them Mary Mary Meets Destiny's Child, based there in Detroit, and boy, they have a message, and they're on a spiritual mission.
Yeah, they have a great sound. Speaking of the traditional, that Spirit Rising 1, am
mm-hmm.
I correct? Now, you have on there, you have Israel.
Yes.
And you have, now, a beautiful song I like, Denise Williams.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about Denise Williams and how, you know, you got a lot of those artists to do a compilation like that.
Well, you know, I've always been personally a fan of Denise. And on all of her albums, or most of her albums, she has either a spiritual or gospel record. It turned out that there's another label inside of the Sony system, which is what I'm a part of, and I was able to license that song, which made it fairly a simple thing to do. But we have a lot of people on the Praise and Worship Volume 1. We have Israel and New Breed. We have the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Mahalia Jackson, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I can go on and on. Keith Wonderbart, Boy Johnson, from right here in Houston, Texas. And Alvin did a wonderful, wonderful job of putting together this record.
It's a great compilation. Now, I've been having it for a while, and I pride myself on trying to get my hands on new product, and we've been playing it, and we've been getting a pretty good response across the country with it also.
Well, you know, again, the album is in stores right now, and I'm hopeful and prayerful that we'll have a great results. The Spirit Rising concept is threefold. It's music, but it's also an art component and a literary component as well. Nikki Giovanni has a poem, and we're blessed to have her participate. But, you know, Fighting Temptations movie that's coming out this summer,
mm-hmm.
which is really based about secular music and meets gospel music and the controversy that exists around that. We have a gospel soundtrack that will be coming out on that as well.
Wow. You've been busy, haven't you?
I've been blessed.
We're talking to Matthew Knowles. Matthew, let's talk about Spirit Rising 2. It seems like it's more of the contemporary, more for, I guess, maybe a younger Christian audience, where you have Remaya. You also have Destiny Child. Destiny's Child, they're doing two cuts on there also. And you have several other, H.R. Crump.
Yeah, H.R. Crump is an artist of Music World Gospel, but he's also a producer and songwriter. A very talented young man, and he's produced a number of Michelle records, and he's producing and co-producing four of Ramaya records, but he's also an artist, and we have also Mary Mary and Dawkins and Dawkins. So Spirit Rising Volume 2, it's my personal belief that our young people today, you just can't reach them the way that we did in the past. They really don't, they want to have music and inspirational that tells a message, and you have to subtly get the message across to them. But at the same time, they want to be able to stomp their feet and nod their heads. So this record is really based and geared for those young people that we have that have a love of the Lord. But at the same time, it's okay that they stomp their feet and clap their hands and dance.
Matthew, let me ask you this. Is there pressure on you because of the fantastic job that you've done with Destiny's Child? I mean, the number one female group in the world. Is there pressure on you to do basically the same thing with Remaja?
No, I have another female group as well. I don't, pressure comes from within. And so I don't put that pressure on myself. The only thing that I can do is go out and do the right thing and give my artists all the tools that they need to be successful. And hopefully, you know, it's a number of factors that comes with success. You know, timing has a lot to do with it as well. But I don't have that pressure. I have the confidence. I have the staff here in Music World that I believe that we will be successful.
About the family for a little bit.
Sure we can.
Okay. Let's talk about Beyonce.
Okay.
Growing up as a little girl, could you envision Beyonce being all that she is now?
Absolutely, and more.
Wow.
See, I guess the thing as a father, because I'm a father first,
mm-hmm.
and I'm proud to be a father first, but my proudest thing about all of my kids is that they're great people. And Beyonce is a great person. If anyone takes the time, and now people are taking the time to really get to know her, they don't get caught into the hype and media. They see a very humble and spiritual person. And that's what I'm most proud of about Beyonce.
Okay, and how about your other daughter?
Solange.
Solange, okay.
Solange, she's younger, and she's got a fire inside of her. She's
uh-huh.
got a totally different personality. But there again, she's a very spiritual, humble person. Not quite as humble as my oldest, because Solange has a fire inside of her, and I love that spunk. But she's really a really good person. And so I've been blessed to have actually three, because Kelly has lived with us since she was 11 years old.
Okay.
And anyone that's had anyone live in their home, had a young child living at home, you know you give them the exact same love as you give your children. And so I think of Kelly as my daughter as well. So I'm just blessed to have three wonderful people that has an opportunity and has had a blessing to live out their dreams.
We're talking to Matthew Knowles. Matthew, seems like you have that Midas touch.
It's a blessing, man. I mean, you know, you have to be humble about this because it can be taken away. But I don't lose sight of what's important. And the most important thing is family and... You know, I never lose sight of that.
You also mentioned the Fighting Temptations, which Beyonce will be starring with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Correct.
And also, Remaja will be in that film also.
Yeah, Remaja will have their first opportunity to be on the big screen. I'm very happy that I had the opportunity to play a small part in getting Shirley Caesar. She has some great scenes in this movie. Mary was also in this movie as well.
Coming up, I think it's the 100th anniversary of Ford Motors.
Right.
Tell us something about that.
That's coming up, I believe, in July or June. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
It's one of those months. I think it's June. But it's really Beyonce's first time performing as a solo artist. So it's Beyonce, friends, and family. Remaja will be there. Destiny's Child will be there as a group performing. And Kelly and Michelle will perform solo, and Solange will perform, and my group from Sweden, Play, will be there performing, and we're looking at special guests. There's a duet on both Luther Vandross and Beyonce's album, and we're looking at one other surprise special guest. And it'll be also a pay-per-view, an affordable pay-per-view, one less than $8. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Well, we said if we're going to do it, we're going to make it affordable.
We're talking to Matthew Knowles. Matthew, let's talk more about now the Music World Gospel. We're going to talk again about Remaja. I believe they're going to drop the Remaja album in May or something like that.
Actually, I just pushed that back, HJ, because I wanted to first give breathing room between this compilation, which they have the first single on the Inspirational Volume 2, but more importantly, is a major opportunity because they have the first single off of the soundtrack gospel record. Rather than come out with their album before that, I thought that I would let that be their setup record, because that's going to be, we think, a very huge movie. So we're going to push their album back to August or September, but they also have the first single off of the soundtrack, a song that's called Waiting, a beautiful, beautiful ballad.
But it's a great message in there. You know.
All of their songs have wonderful messages. I mean, they have Pajams, their production company, and those guys, you know, they're some of the best.
They are. Let me ask you this. Where would you like to see Music World Gospel go?
Now, I would like for us to be the number one gospel label. I have to be very honest about that. That's my goal with everything I do, is to be the best. Sometimes you make your goals, but we're going to try to do everything we can to make our goal and hopefully take some of those blessings and help other people.
How important was it to have Remaja on the Stellar Awards, and how important was it a year before that to have Destiny's Child on the Stellar Awards?
Well, I think with Destiny's Child, again, it's my personal belief that secular music and gospel music can go together. You know, I think people have the wrong understanding that a secular artist can't be a Christian, and a secular artist can't have a love of God. And I think that absolutely those two things, secular and gospel, can work hand in hand, and we can really save and reach a lot of people, especially our young people. So I think it's important that young people see Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child go all over the world on tours, and right in the middle of their hour and a half set, 15 minutes, they praise God. And it's wonderful to see these kids look up to a group and say, hey, if they can do that, I can do that. So it's critical that young people see a Destiny's Child or a Remaja and see them. They can say, I can relate to that. They're dancing. They're praising. I can relate to that. I think it's critical.